This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Welcome back. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK in Fort Collin, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. So I was waiting. I was waiting for the Diddy sentencing. David had it there. And this is an interesting one. I'm sorry. God forgive me. I have no sympathy for Sean Diddy Combs. None. After that video, that security video. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. I know that his lawyers have been going on, and his family have been going on for weeks, how he's sorry and all that type stuff. No, I can't get beyond that video. I can't. So anyway, he was sentenced to 4 years and 2 months. Okay. He was found guilty this summer on two counts of transportation for the purpose of prostitution. So it's an interesting sentence because prosecutors had recommended that Combs receive 11 years and 3 months. They cited Combs' unrepentant attitude, trial evidence, and that he allegedly beat his girlfriends repeatedly, and his behavior while in federal custody for the past 11 months wasn't good. By contrast, Combs' defense team argued.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He should face no more than 14 months behind bars. Earlier this week, the judge denied Combs' request to vacate his conviction. And his lawyers were going on about he's so repentant. Anyway, maybe that's true. I don't know, but I just can't. I'm sorry, I can't. I can't. So essentially, and then he gets credit for, from what I understand here, is he gets credit for 12 months served. So we're looking at, I guess, 3 years, something like that, 3 years plus. That's not as bad, I'll tell you, as 11 years. So I think, but the way it's being reported is that Combs sat there stone-faced, and some saying he looked a little shocked. Did he look a little shocked? I think after the full court press his lawyers put on, I think they thought he was going to maybe get away with time served. I do. So there it is. There it is. I know he's been in jail for a year. And he has said that he was sorry at the way he treated his girlfriends and whatever the heck. But I can't get beyond that tape. I just can't. Well, he's punching her and kicking her. Can't do it. So onto the government shutdown. So a local congressman, and by the way, there's another new poll out today. The MAGA folks, and you know, the Democrats are holding all this up because they want a deal on Obamacare subsidies, the Affordable Care Act. 4 million people projected to go without coverage next year. 22 million people receive the subsidies, which are set to expire at the end of the year unless Congress extends them. Losing the subsidies could mean the average out-of-pocket premium payments for health care could double in 2026 from an average of $888 a year to $1,904 a year. And Democrats argue that's why they're trying to hold this up. The survey out today, someone on my show last night was making a point of this, that a lot of MAGA folks use the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. The new survey out today found that 59% of Republicans and 57% of MAGA, Make America Great Again supporters, favor extending the enhanced subsidies. Therefore, the Democrats pushing the subsidies. Overall, more than three-quarters of the public, 78%, say they want Congress to extend them. That's 90, and that includes, I just gave you the Republican numbers, 59% of Republicans, 57% of MAGA people. So the three-quarters of the public, 78%, say they want to extend them. That includes 92% of Democrats, 82% of independents. Now, that said, the government shutdown continues. Today, a local congressman, U.S. Congressman Chris DeLuzio, who I like very much, I do. I think he's this, you know, he's a pretty solid guy. I like him. He and nine other members of Congress from Pennsylvania joined others around the country to refuse their pay during the federal government shutdown, which is now in its third day. And it doesn't look like much is going to happen to get that lifted anytime soon. They're going to be act like little kids, and you know they're going to. Everybody has their own agenda, and they're at odds over this healthcare spending. They are. Yes, they are. Anyway, DeLuzio said, "The way I see it, if our troops and others get screwed over by this Republican shutdown and missed paychecks, Republicans would argue it's a Democratic shutdown. Members of Congress should not be paid either." Greehee. And why are they paid anyway in a government shutdown? And I've heard, I think, DeLuzio and some other folks in the federal government say that they want legislation to make sure lawmakers aren't paid. They shouldn't be. Why the hell should they be paid in a government shutdown? Why? And air traffic controllers who work 12 hours a day in a stressful environment have to wait for their paychecks? People have to go on furlough? And they don't have they live paycheck to paycheck? And lawmakers get paid? Get the hell out of here, please.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.